Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jubilee Blessings Already in Progress.
And he says, in the day you kicked that devil out of him, he has never had another seizure. And he said, after we went for 2 or 3 or 4 years and didn't have a single seizure, and I realized that my son is absolutely, totally, completely healed. And it happened when you prayed for him. He said, I told my good buddy, I said, you know, let's do something for these older men and women that can't get out and do things for themselves. Me and you are young, so on our days off and our weekends, let's put stuff together and let's go change light bulbs or fix people's fence or backyard fence or gate or fix the plumbing. Just do something to help old people that can't do nothing themselves. And he said, that's what we're doing. And he said, we're doing it because you healed my son. I told him, I didn't heal your son. He said, yeah, you did too. He said, you spoke the word and Jesus did it. But he said, you spoke the word and my son got delivered and he's healed. And he said, I'll be forever grateful to the Lord for what you did. Is that what we all ought to be doing? I just love serving Jesus. Wow. And wow, what does he say is impossible? Let's go down to verse 19. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? Verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Is that the biggest problem in the church today? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible with you. Who is our own worst enemy? We are. If we would only obey God and do what he says, there is no telling what he's going to do. But I am looking for this, the remainder, since this is a year of Jubilee and all that other stuff, and next year is, who knows what's going to happen. But in the next year, I'm expecting greater things than has ever happened in this church to happen. Why would God bring me a 2 little children that are so physically handicapped if he doesn't plan to start showing me he's going to start healing those kind of kids? Y'all understand? Would you like to be a part of a church that we could pray and get around and pray and see 2 little kids like that jump up out of those wheelchairs and start running around? Wouldn't that be awesome? I want to see that. And I want to be able to tell everybody that. I don't care if anybody ever believes it. I want to be able to tell it, don't you? I love telling people about Jesus. I love telling stories that are just like the Lord. I can't think where it is in what scripture in the book of Acts somewhere. He says, in the last days, I'm going to do such great and mighty miracles among you that even though you see it, you won't believe it. Oh, you ready for those, Mike? Yeah. Ready for those, Tony? I'm ready for them too. But that's what the Lord says. In the last days. I don't remember where that is, but I used it a lot when I got Caitlin healed. Down at the Cook's Medical Center, because I had so many people that said, it's just a coincidence. That girl, you know, I mean, her brain stem was not disconnected. It's impossible. Them doctors all said it's impossible. Well, let me tell you, it might have been impossible, but with God. That's what I say, Miss Jackie, with God. She sure does run around here a lot, didn't she? Yeah, Miss Jackie sees her all the time. Yeah, yeah. Just think. If we can believe, what's impossible with us? I want you to burn that into your circuits this week. And I want you, if every time you think about grumbling and complaining, I want you to see them 2 kids. Cheryl, I mean, she just, oh my goodness. I mean, I don't even know how to explain what came over her when she saw those 2 poor children. It's awful. Yeah, it made her super sad. It makes us all sad. But we know the one that can fix those kids. And he's right here in this room today. All we got to do is touch his heart some way. The sin. What do you think was the sin when we started checking this little family out? That little girl and boy. What do you think the sin was that put those 2 children in that condition? Yeah. adultery. In both cases, the father was out having sex with another woman while his wife's carrying those kids. Both of them, the girl and the boy. But yet the daddy's out having sex with somebody else that he's not married to. And so he brought two children into the world that are cursed. That's so sad. So sad that those children had to be cursed because of their dads. But God can forgive those sins. If we remit his sins enough, someday we're probably going to get them all taken care of. And when we do, then we can touch those children and God will heal those children. But as long as that sin remains, the curse remains. I want you to have a blessed week this week, and I want you to think about Jubilee. I want you to go out of here thinking about the Lord. In fact, have the Lord, ask the Lord. That'd be the safest thing to do. Lord, this is a year of Jubilee, and I'm going to ask you, what kind of a gift do you want me to give, and where do you want me to give it? And you let him tell you. You don't do anything on your own. If he don't tell you to do nothing, then don't do nothing. But if he tells you to give $50,000 to the church up the road, give it for whatever he tells you to do, you do it. I don't care how big the numbers are or whatever it is. This is the year of Jubilee, and don't ever forget that. If God tells you to give a $50,000 deal to somebody, don't even hesitate, because guess what he's got for you? You are not going to, you're absolutely going to be blessed beyond blessed. As a what? Oh, no. The fleece, that's something we don't do as Christians. We walk being led by the Spirit. We do not ask for a fleece. No, a fleece is something totally different. On Jubilee, you just give to God whatever you want to give or whatever he lays on your heart to give to wherever you want to give it. And that's not a fleece. That's just being obedient to the year of Jubilee. And we're not under that law. We don't have to do this. It's not required for the church, but it still works for the church. If the church wants to give, just like Luke 6:38, we can all give. We don't have to give. But if you want to be blessed, you have to give. So if you want God to bless you, I mean, I can tell you out of my own life, you know, until I started tithing, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it in payday to payday. But when I started tithing, I've never had a need. From the day I started tithing, years ago, I have never, ever, ever been short of money. Amen. I've had enough money to pay all my bills. I've never been without. I don't know. When people call me and tell me that I got to have $100 for this or $200 for this, I'm not going to make my house payment unless I got $300, whatever, and I'm not going to make it. And I say, well, where are you going to church? Well, I can't go very often, just once in a while. I said, well, you're not tithing. Oh, yeah, I tithe. When I go, I said, no, that's not tithing. That's giving. That ain't tithing. I said, tithing is giving of every penny you make. You give 10% at least of every penny you make. You know, that's tithing. You can't give a little here and a little there. That's not being obedient to the Word of God. And that's why you're not blessed. You know, I mean, if you want to be blessed, you got to do it God's way. If you do it God's way, I guarantee he'll bless you. He has us. You know, just like I told you a while ago. This is the only time that I can think of that Cheryl and I have had a disagreement on money, because usually she's just the opposite. Whenever I say, okay, yeah, I think we ought to give this people $50, she says, I was thinking more like $100. She's always on the heavy side.
I'm a big giver.
I know you are, honey.
She's cheerful.
Yeah, she's a cheerful giver.
That's right.
So. Not every time, but most of the time, if I say, well, I think they needed some money, so I'm going to give them $50. She said, no, you need to give them $100. Most of the time, I go back and do what she says. Very rarely do I not come up to what she wants, unless she's just so far off the page. But usually she's not. When it comes to women, Cheryl has such compassion for women. Go to a restaurant and eat a $5 hamburger. Get ready to leave, and we're in the middle of nowhere over there north of Denton, and was over there at dinner. And this little girl come up, and she's waiting on us, and Cheryl's talking to her, and her husband left her, and she's trying to raise her kids by herself and everything else. And Cheryl said, honey, will you let me give the tip? I said, okay. So whenever we turned to walk up, I looked back at the table and did a $100 bill. We had a $5 sandwich and paid a $100 tip. Do you think this girl ain't got a compassionate heart? But do you think God blesses us for that?
Yes.
Of course he does. You know, he blesses us. And I'm not telling you to be bragging. That's not what I'm telling you at all. I'm just telling you because you need to know how it works. If you want to be blessed, the scripture says you have to give to be blessed. And if you don't give, you won't be blessed. So, but this time of season that we're in, it's going to be the best season that you ever are going to have an opportunity to be blessed this week, because this is the last week of the seven feasts, and this is the week of tabernacles, the week of blessing. And wow. So anyway, it would be wonderful if some of y'all called me this week and say, Pastor, you ain't going to believe what I did. I gave this money and I got this much back. Wow, did it ever work for me? Well, when it does come back and he bless you, don't say, I can't believe it. Is that right? Don't never say, I can't believe this, because, you know, wow. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for blessing us. I thank you with the word. I thank you, Lord, that you're the mighty King. And Lord, I thank you for sending that little lady with those two children here, that we get a look at that to see what it looks like. And then, Lord, begin now to work on our faith. And so help us and show us what we need to do so we can repent of all sin, break the curses over these child, so we can see that little boy and girl get up off of those beds, those wheelchairs, and run and play. Lord, I can see that in my spirit right now with my eyes closed. I can see those kids bending and getting up, and I can see you healing them and making them whole. Lord, with you, I know nothing is hard, nothing, nothing, nothing. And Lord, we want to give you praise and glory for healing these children. But Lord, for everybody here that has been healed, we thank you for healing every one of them. We thank you that there are not very many as bad as those two. But Lord, anytime you're sick and afflicted, it's not fun. We don't like sickness. We don't like pain. So we thank you for your mercy and your grace, and for forgiving us and healing us and making us whole. Now, Lord, as we go this week, use all of us to do great and mighty things for your kingdom. Thank you for blessing us. We are so grateful to serve you, the mighty King, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jubilee Blessings, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.